Key 4, prioritize. You only get a certain amount of time, 24 hours a day, 168 hours a week, 52 weeks a year. Time is a gift that most teenagers take for granted. We get so caught up in our everyday lives that we rarely stop to take a look at how we're spending this gift. As I have said before, you have a choice about how to live your life and how to spend your time. You can either continue the way things are now and hope it gets better, or you can take some simple steps towards doing something about it. A good place to start is to take a realistic look at how you spend your time now. Ask yourself, what gets my attention on a daily basis? Where do I spend my time? By answering these questions, you can define some of your current priorities and ask yourself whether these priorities make sense. Do you get to find the time to do the things that are most important to you? By answering these questions, you may be able to rearrange your priorities or make new ones, so you can shift your attention to what's important to you. Some teenagers think they have no choice about how they use their time. As you already know from Key 3, we all have choices. Some of them may be difficult, like ending a relationship, or breaking a commitment, or saying no to someone's request. The main thing to remember is to not confuse your tough choices with no choices. The only way to make more time in your daily lives for your own priorities is to say no to others sometimes, or set yourself less activities and find the time to relax and focus on what you truly think is important. This is not time management, but self-management. Sometimes the best way to see whether the way you spend your time reflects your true priorities is to lay out your weekly activities on paper. So where do you spend this valuable time? Use a large piece of paper, give yourself plenty of room, be creative, and list the first six things that take up most of your time. Be honest with yourself about the actual time spent on each activity. You can ask your parents, guardians, relatives, or friends about what they think gets your time and attention. You should begin to see what you call important by the number of hours you spend on each activity. By using this information, list your current priorities, starting with the one that takes up most of your time to the one that takes up the least. Now review the list and ask yourself, is my life balanced? What's missing from this list? Are these the priorities that I really want? Are there too many activities? Now that you have listed your current priorities, you can, if needed, evaluate the list and choose new priorities based on what you think is really important to you. This is not always an easy thing to do when you're a teenager, with a seemingly endless number of things to do. Go back to what we talked about in Key 1 and ask yourself some questions. If I could do anything I wanted to without restrictions, what would it be? Is there a secret desire or dream that I'd like to devote more time to? Does this something need more attention or less attention? Remember, it's what you want, so forget about the I should and focus on the wants. This new list of priorities will inspire you to use your time differently and help you to make wise choices about how to live your life. Does this list excite you? You need to focus your attention on the new list of priorities. Instead of trying to fit in these new activities that are your priorities, look for ways to say no to some things or leave out other things to ensure these new activities are included. This new list must be filled with things that are truly important to you, things that are going to help you reach those goals that we spoke about in Key 3. Some things might include those jobs around the house that you know will help maintain a good relationship with your parents or carers. You need to be aware of how you make decisions about your priorities. You might find yourself saying yes to some things that aren't a priority for you and then regret them later. Don't make decisions quickly without much thought and run out of time for those things most important. Be aware of how often you do things that you'd rather not and start making decisions based on what you want. Now that you know what to say yes to, there are things you'll need to say no to as you're planning the week or year ahead. So what stops you from saying no? Most teenagers fear that saying no to some things will either disappoint others, create conflict, or result in missing opportunities, or making mistakes. So don't let the fear of saying no stop you from using your new priorities list and doing the things most important to you. As you learn to make better decisions, the more confident you'll become, and you'll live the life exactly the way you want. Remember, know how you spend your time, decide what you want and create a list of your new priorities, and decide what to say yes or no to so you can live the life that you want.